You're with SBS Radio.
The Sydney Roosters have become the first team to win back-to-back NRL premierships since 1993, with a gripping 14-8 win against the Canberra Raiders. After 70 minutes of tense action and with the scores locked at 8 points each, the Dally M medal winner James Tedesco raced away to score the match winner. Here's how Channel 9 called the game-winning moment. The mistake that Channel 9 commentator Ray Warren was referring to was the decision by one of the on-field referees to reverse a call that would have seen the Raiders have six more tackles with 10 minutes to go. After the match, former Queensland Cowboys captain Jonathan Thurston said it was a shame the referees had such a clear influence on the final result.
You can hear the referees calling it six again, and then changing the call on the run. It's not a good look. It's not a good look at all. I'd be pretty shattered if I was the Raiders. Because the next set, Tedesco scores and wins on the match. Like, really, it's not a great look.
And in the women's NRL, the Brisbane Broncos grabbed back-to-back titles, completing a thumping win over the St George Illawarra Dragons by 30-6. A clinical Brisbane side dominated their opponents in both attack and defence. At the Rugby World Cup in Japan, Australia's Wallabies took on Uruguay and unearthed the future star in the process in Oita. It was a match Australia needed to win after losing to Wales last week. And 19-year-old Jordan Patea scored on his debut and also set up another try. Here's how Fox Sports described Patea's first score in international rugby.
White is Beale. Inside it goes to Jordan Patea on debut, and he gets a try. Just like Joe Roff as a 19-year-old did back in Rugby World Cup 1995 in South Africa.
Patea sat out the second half as a precaution because of a slight injury he'd sustained in a pre-World Cup training camp. The game was won by the Wallabies 45-10, and coach Michael Checker said he was happy with Patea's debut.
Yeah, I thought he made some nice touches and scored a try. Had a big part in another and just did little things like ran down the edge, bounced back in, stayed in touch, kept the ball alive, you know, for the next play, played physical, got up and caught a few balls. We only ever really wanted to play him for the first half of the game as he's coming back, because he probably could have used another week, really, I think, in prep.
In cricket, Australia's women's team recorded its 16th consecutive one-day international victory in the series opener against Sri Lanka. Captain Meg Lanning scored 73 to help the hosts post 8 for 281, Opener Rachel Haynes also completing a half-century in a 126-run stand with Lanning. Sri Lanka's top order collapsed in reply. The tourists dismissed for 124. Their quest for a first-ever one-day international victory over Australia continues on Monday. In tennis action, Australia's John Millman lost the biggest final of his career against world number one Novak Djokovic in the Japan Open. Millman made a stunning run through qualifying, but struggled to match it with the 16-time Grand Slam champion. Djokovic took the opening set 6-3 and broke serve immediately in the second, going on to seal the title 6-2. But despite the straight sets win, the Serb said he had to be at his best to topple Millman.
Yeah, it was a fantastic week in every sense. Definitely a level higher than the last couple of months in terms of my tennis, and hopefully I can maintain that in Shanghai as well.
There was defeat 2 for Australia's Ashley Barty against world number 3 player Naomi Osaka in the final of the China Open. Barty will retain the number 1 world ranking over Karolina Pliskova, however, as she holds a more than 1,000-point lead over the Czech Republic player. And finally to the National Basketball League, and there was a 1-point win this weekend for the reigning champions, the Perth Wildcats, over last season's beaten grand finalists Melbourne United. The Wildcats running out 94-93 winners. In other results, there were first-up wins for the Sydney Kings and Brisbane Bullets. John Baldock, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.